Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Like them on Facebook at facebook.com/Comic Syndicate. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. I'm here with my boys.
I'm Big Mems in the house.
This is Ray.
And I'm Josiah Sick-Witted Arabella. You guys can find us on Twitter at...
You can be me and the Beaner.
Stingray88.
The number four, the villain. Happy Monday, guys. How we doing?
We are... It's Monday.
We're doing?
We're doing just fucking dandy.
All right. I'm fucking down with that, dude. I'm pretty good. I mean, Mondays always suck at work.
Not fine and
dandy. Well, I mean, it's actually my Tuesday.
With it.
So you guys had Sunday off.
Yeah. This is very true, dude. Very true. My bad. All right, dude. And I had a 4-day weekend to top things up.
Oh,
good. Sorry. I'm much rest, dude. All right, dude. I got some Twitter love, dude. Let's get to it.
Twitters.
All right. Here we go, guys. This is for you guys. Just a very special thank you. Actually, before we get started, I'm going to toss out a very special public service announcement. If our jokes offend you, one, we're sorry. Two, it won't happen again. Three, one and two are lies. Four, you're a pussy. So
ooh, that's a tough one. I'm gonna say
yeah. If you don't like it, just skip this section of the last two
are the best.
I saw that up there. I was fucking laughing.
That was funny. Like, oh, who are we offending? What's going on here?
I don't know. As far as I know, no one. But everyone seems to be digging.
I mean, unless they're digging the people from Jesus Shitless, I guess.
You know, we don't get hated on that much, surprisingly, for Jesus Shitless or even okay. What the fuck, Jesus dudes.
Not yet.
We're making a point to offend everyone in this episode.
No, eventually, right? All right, back to Twitter.
If we haven't offended you, we'll come. We're coming for you.
Yeah, we'll definitely get you. All right, here you guys go. The first one's going to be I drop our plug for our shout outs on our link, and then at Danny Courage's replies. He was the winner of the Uncanny X-Men number 3 signed by Chris Pachardo.
Nice.
He's like at For the Villain, at Abris Verlierer, at Lupe 01219, at Tishtini. Already got some time put aside tonight after kids are asleep to check it out. Episode 23.
Nice.
Next one's going to be from at Lupe1219. She's Lupe Orozco. At For the Villain, just listened. Baltimore sounds interesting. I like vampires and gothic stories. Any recommendations? So we start chatting up. I'm like, Baltimore was really good. I'm late to the party with that. Hellboy.
Hellboy's good.
Yeah.
But it's there's huge distance between the new series, the episodes. Yeah. I mean, not the episode, but the issues.
I haven't checked out any of the new ones, but she dug it. I'm like, dude, also I'm reading fucking Dead World Restoration. I'm fucking loving that.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm way cool, dude. All right, this next one's going to be from at Yes, My Mistress. She's Scarlet Sky. She hit me up at For the Villain. Ridiculously awesome. Did I ever say I loved the podcast? I quoted and replied to that. And in that same one, I'm like, oh, way too kind. Thank you. It's all at Mem the Beaner. She gets right back and tweets, says, at For the Villain, then smooches to at Mem the Beaner. Well done.
It's all three of us, man.
Yeah, right. I totally agree. But it's always good to get the love, man. This one's fucking dope, Adam. This one, we got a retweet from at Sammy Mackinnon.
Oh.
This cat, fucking cool. Now, speaking of Dead World Restoration.
Yeah.
He is the artist of Dead World Restoration, Ray.
Nice.
He fucking listened to the fucking podcast.
He listened to the podcast. He's still fucking.
Who paid him?
I know. He still favored us.
Yeah. What it was cool because he retweeted one of our links, which was dope already. Nice. And then he wrote another one. Actually, he's like this was the retweet. He's like Comic Syndicate episode 23, iTunes, Stitcher. mem0021.podomatic.com at Mem the Beaner and an I review Baltimore number 1, Dead World Restoration number 2, and our new home, which we'll go into our new home, I guess, in a bit. I had to respond, thanks sir, I've reviewed both Dead World Restorations and I can't praise your art enough. He responds back, listen to your review, I noticed you like my stuff.
Nice.
So way cool. And then he actually wrote his own commercial for us, which was pretty cool. He goes, the Comic Syndicate episode 23 Dead World Review starts at 34:55 or so, and he drops our prior link.
Nice.
So you even got the time.
You even got the time, so you had to rewind it and play it.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So thanks. Yeah. Thank you so much, dude. Sammy, dude. I hit him up like, you know, I love your art. would maybe sometime we can get you on the show.
Yeah.
And he's from Finland, and he's like, you know, I really don't do podcasts or shows or don't really work that. He goes, but once I do jump on it, you're going to be the first guys that I know.
That's cool.
So if we can get him for an interview, I would love to pick his brain. Just stick heart, guys. Dead World Restoration. Find it.
Well, we would have to record like at 3 a.m. or something.
It's something like that. We'll have to figure it out.
But we're
not in a rush. So we'll figure something out, guys. Our next one's going to be from Mr. Johnny H. Taking a break from my horror blog writing to listen to The Horror Syndicate by At For The Villain. Not enough love for this podcast. This is Johnny on Twitter. Way cool cat.
Thanks,
always
Johnny.
Turning up with him. And I just want to shout out, he has a horror blog, which he does. He sent me the link yesterday.
Horror, not horror blog.
Oh, no, he's got a horror, like he's got women.
Like horrors?
So it's a blog about horrors?
About horrors. Horror, yes, a horror blog.
Nice.
And you guys can find him, dude. He's the Johnny H H O R R O R blog.weebly.com. He reviews old movies. He reviews just a bunch of scary movies. Gives a review, a thorough breakdown of you know what he dug, what he didn't like. This monster was a pussy monster, whatever it might be. So I checked it out. Way cool site, Johnny. So thanks for the love, man.
Hear that joke, right?
No.
What's better than a whore? A dead whore.
Oh, all right, let's start pissing people
all
off.
Right, to say.
A slut, so you know the paper.
Yeah, there you go.
This next one's gonna be at XOXO Chelsea Ray. She hits me up at For The Villain at Mem The Beaner. If I don't catch these podcasts in order, will I be confused? So
absolutely not. No,
because
everything's new. Everything's up that week.
Yeah. So she listened to the podcast. She wanted to know where to start. I guess she started somewhere in particular, and we'll go over that real quick because I was.
If you could find number one,
you're
start there.
Automatic guest on the show.
Yeah, if you could find number one.
All right, we're gonna talk about that too. All right, she continues. She's like, episode 16. Who said she's going to have a bowling ball asshole when he gets in prison? Hilarious.
Who said that?
I haven't heard a lot of our shit in the longest time. That was you.
That sounds like
talking about
me.
That kid who killed the other kid with a bowling ball.
Oh,
that 12-year-old kid.
Yeah.
5, 6-year-old, something like that.
Fucking
so she dug on the show, dude, and she gets back to us again. She's like, 30 stories? What kind of fucking school is this? Ha ha ha. Which we talk about.
Yes.
And then she also quotes again, she's like, I wouldn't pay $2,700 for a lot of things. And then she goes, just pick this shit up, LMAO. So that she re-quoted our quotes. It was pretty dope. So
nice.
She listened to it. I'm like, would you dig on the sports, the comics? She's like, I'm not a really big sports person or comics. But I guess she respects comics, so she hung out for the whole thing. She's like, I really loved your guys' news articles, though.
Very cool.
She's like, you guys were funny about it. Like, you guys weren't making fun of it just to make fun of it, but just your guys' reaction. So thank you so much, Chelsea, Ray. I totally appreciate it. Next one's going to be from at Alicia E-S-H on Twitter. She's Alicia Sterling. Now, I met her. I don't remember how I met her, but she's she does this Nerdvana webcast, dude, is what it's called. And you can find them at nerdvanawebcast.com. They talk about movies. They talk about music. They talk about games, comics, but just way in depth, dude. I checked out their site.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Totally
cool
site.
Yeah. So we can plug their links on our the comicsyndicate.com website.
All right, I'll get that, and I'll get
Johnny's and everyone's.
Yes. And his horror blog.
Sweet.
Yes, definitely do that. So
I'll click
on
it.
For you guys, we're going to hook you guys up on our website, and she actually posted up, they have a Facebook site or a page, you know, for their gig, and she right away plugged our fucking link, our show. She was like, listen to this fucking...
It's a
web show.
So you can watch it as like video?
Yeah, it is video.
Sweet.
And just their website is pretty sick.
Right? I wanted to get into...
We probably could figure something like that out, actually, dude.
Like a YouTube video type thing where I could just... Make faces and
guys selfies
going on.
Yeah,
you guys can send
selfies.
You guys haters.
Oh man,
you guys can send the mail.
That's
fan mail.
Dope. All right, let me finish up. We got a few more guys. This next one's gonna be from. I haven't spoken to Stevie in a while, dude. This is at Stevie5454. He's nerding at Steve at Carl_Hendrix. They still have their podcast, the Nerd Nest Podcast, guys. Way cool cats. My phone was dead, literally, fucking the holidays.
You drowned
so,
it.
Dude, I drowned it.
Fucking so. Washed it nice.
Yeah, I know.
I washed the earphones.
Hey, you know what? Second, I did too.
The second episode, all of them too. I washed all the fucking three of them.
You had like five. Yeah.
No, but I recently washed mine. They came out super clean, but they were working. So. Good thing I caught them in the dryer, man.
God damn.
Those were expensive.
Yeah, my phone was sucking dick on me, dude. But yeah, dude, listen to their show. They're fucking cool cats. They talk the same shit we do. They don't go as in depth in their comic talks, but I love their fight breakdowns of different characters. Just fucking cool cats to shoot shit with. And I listen to their podcast anyway. So subscribe to them, guys. They're on Podomatic. You can find them at the Nerd Nest Podcast. We cool cats again. This last one's going to be to at TK Comedy 2013. He also came out with a podcast last week. He dropped his first podcast. So it was about 17, 18 minutes or so. And he just, you know, breaks down like, this is my podcast. This is what I'm going to talk about. So it was his first show. And our first episode was rough. So I'm like, dude, once you get done with the first one, they're going to get easier from here on out. Dude, don't sweat.
Sure.
He also came up with episode 2 today, which I listened to at work. And it was funny, dude. He gives us some love. He specifically mentions our names and our podcast, dude. He's plugging in. He's like, you know, I wouldn't talk about any of these podcasts right now if I didn't believe in them or didn't think they weren't funny. So he plugged us on his show. So
nice.
TK Comedy, Travis, he's always retweeting our stuff, dude. This last one's going to be a text message. I have to read his text. This is Sylvester, you know. Sylvester,
oh, yeah.
No, boy, way cool cat.
Cool guy.
He's like, motherfucker. So you're over Deadpool because he's beloved by the world and he's all commercial now? Question mark. Is that like a breaking point for you? Like you said about Comic-Con. So why does that logic not apply to Batman?
So
well, Batman's cool.
But Batman's cool, right?
That's not pretty much the only answer we got for you. He's like, anyway, just listen to number 23. You guys are still awesome. It's like Adam is doing story time for you on that Wolverine book. Also, he wanted to show the next cover, even though we can't see it. LOL. He's like, much love to you guys.
Yeah.
Saints versus Broncos for Super Bowl. Broncos will take it. So I love Sylvester. Oh, he's
Sylvester sounded cool, but after that, Super Bowl pick. Maybe not.
Yeah, whatever, dude.
I'm just kidding.
Let me go through these last shout-outs real quick, dude. Now, this is going to be, I had posted a thank you to Chris Pichalo.
Homeboy Baby got back to me from
Fats. Or not Fats, from fucking Frankincense.
Frankincense.
When we met him. I tweeted him, like, thank you so much, at ShadeX6. The man with sick art, Chris Pichalo, a childhood hero of mine. Thanks for the signing and the comic syndicate drop. He finally got back today. This morning, he's like, thank you, Josias. Great spending time with you. So, way cool. This next one's going to be at Batgirl underscore Babs 89. She asked me earlier. She's Samantha Furman. Dope sweetheart dude on Twitter. She follows me on Facebook now. She asked if we're going to do a podcast tonight. I say yes, 6 to 8 p.m. PST. And I'm like, so how are you doing? How's your Monday going, by the way? She's like, amazing and only getting better if y'all hurry up with the podcast! Exclamation. I say thank you. And she's like, you're very welcome. Thank you and everyone on the podcast. So
very
we
cool.
Appreciate the love, guys.
Thank
All
you,
right.
Thank you.
We're going to have a drawing today.
Well, I saw this favorite tweet.
Yeah, what happened?
By a little guy named Charles So.
Oh, yes, you caught that. Yes.
So he favored our tweet. Mem the Beaners, Stevie 5454, Amazing Jake, Carl Hendricks, String Ray 88, Charles So is killing Swamp Thing. And he favored it.
And he favored it.
Very cool, man.
Yeah, so we love Charles So. And it was cool that, you know, we were just chatting about Swamp Thing and how we think it's great. And then I add, you know, Charles So's name. And for him, I love when the artists, the writers, everyone can, you know, have the time to give a little something back like that. So Sammy McAnan,
thank you.
You know, Chris Pichalo, even, you know, Soul now. So I love it, man. I love being a fucking comic fan, dude. Good people, good
cool.
People know that they're down to earth. All right, Adam, you start it, man. Let's rock it out.
All righty. We're going to go with, we're going to talk about the Podomatic.
Ooh, yes, let's do that. We got
Raymond. So I guess,
yes.
Everybody, I don't know how anybody else does it because we have a lot. You dropped a lot of
Twitter.
No, yes. With people doing their own podcast with Podomatic. So
yes.
I don't know if they have a better
solution
or they have a better different
program or
they have more gigs
set up with them. Yes.
You know, so I haven't asked anybody yet.
Well, the problem with us is that we've already run up with our two gigs.
Yeah, dude. Apparently,
and they don't renew the gigs, so you're stuck with them. So this is just a warning for everybody if they're looking for episode 1, 2, and 3.
Try finding them. Good luck.
We post them.
Yes, yes. We took them off of our Podomatic.com site.
To make room for this episode.
For new episodes, yes. So we're going to run that for not much longer.
Yeah, we're going to, we already paid this month, so we're going to be.
We'll run out the next, this month, the rest of this month, and then starting next month, we're going to go ahead and upgrade to our new hosting site.
Yeah, Podbean.
Which we'll let you guys know. More about next week once we have the for sure deal. But just go to thecomicsyndicate.com and that'll forward you to anywhere you need to go.
Yeah, yeah. Feel free to jump in on our old episodes, guys. On our tweets, I'm trying to drop the Podomatic completely.
Yeah, so it's going to be a transition. So everything should be fine.
Yeah, just you guys can still subscribe to it. Actually, subscribe to us, guys, on iTunes and the Stitcher. And then hit our site, thecomicsyndicate.com.
So that's coming up. Mm-hmm. That's
just little issues with the network.
Yeah, so I guess Podomatic can fucking suck it, I guess, right?
Trying to Jew us out of more money.
I know, man. Jeez. Trying to string us on, you know?
If we have any Jew listeners, I don't apologize. But anyways.
They're just jealous of the millions we're making on here.
Jesus Christ. All right. Let's go ahead and take a little break. We'll go right into sports right after that. We'll see you guys in a little bit. Okay, we're back, and this is sports. Great games this week. Games, this is the best time to watch football, especially because my Patriots are killing it. But we'll go into the first game, Saints and Seahawks.
Yes, so good.
Breeze.
Okay.
I don't know, man.
Seattle's defense was looking pretty fucking sick. Marshawn Lynch was shoved down the New Orleans fucking throats, and they couldn't stop him.
They could not stop him.
Their defense sucks anyways. It was a one-sided game, dude. Seattle was beating the shit out of the Saints.
Yeah, Lynch got 2 touchdowns, 140 yards. Yeah, Wilson didn't throw any touchdowns. Yeah. Breeze threw 309 yards and 1 touchdown, and he still lost.
And that one, he didn't start throwing until the second half. So about the late third quarter is when he finally woke up, dude.
Looks like it was out of 43 throws, he only made 24.
Yeah, and that's not Breeze numbers at all, dude. But again, it's that Seattle defense, man.
Next game, Colts and Brady.
And your boys, dude. That was an ugly game, dude.
Brady wants to make a statement, and he's talked about this. He's ready to make a run for the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So they beat them 43-22.
Yeah, dude. I was not impressed by that game whatsoever.
You know,
but
yeah.
What are Brady's numbers in the end compared to
198 yards? Bolton, or no, B-L-U-N-T,
Bolton.
Yeah. Whatever. He ran for 4 TDs.
Yeah, oh, shit, dude. That'll do it, dude.
Let me see. Luck threw 2 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. 331 yards.
Not bad yardage, but still.
Not enough.
It was a one-sided game again, dude. Like
His turnovers.
Yeah, that's what it was, dude. Yes. 4. Like 4, yes. And Andrew Luck, fuck it, dude. I mean, all right. So Jesus. Continue, and then we'll go over the final 4.
Okay, we got Niners and Panthers.
Mm-hmm. That was a good game.
It was
dude.
A good game. I was a little sad.
Now, I love Cam Newton. Kaepernick was looking fucking good.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
They
didn't use Gore till the end, but I love Gore anyways. But he was looking good, man. How many did Kaepernick throw for? Did he even ready for his own?
He did 196 yards, 1 touchdown. Mm-hmm. Gore, 84 yards.
Yeah, dude.
Bolden, 136. Newton, 267, 1 touchdown. They just didn't have it, man.
No. And as well as they were playing at the end for fucking Cam Newton, there's next year, guys.
What you know, he had 2 turnovers, Newton. So
yeah, that's what did it, dude. Yeah. So. And actually, Niners defense was very impressive, dude.
Yeah, they were. They played good. Last game was Choke Chargers versus Broncos.
Suckers.
San Diego Choke.
Fuck fucking Rivers. Suck my balls.
And I was rooting for Rivers just so that they would play the Patriots. And then my buddy's a big Charger fan.
Oh,
so
you
that
wanted to see that.
So that would have been sick.
All right.
Rivers.
Tom Score was a.
17-24 Broncos. 17-24, yeah. Manny threw 2 touchdowns, 230 yards. Rivers just didn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
So the next 2 games Sunday.
This is going to be good, guys. These are going to be the final 4 teams. Whoever wins the next game go on to the Super Bowl.
So we got
Broncos versus your boys.
Big fucking balls, Patriot this Brady.
Is going to be interesting. For the fact that I hate Brady, but he has fucking he destroys Peyton every time they play. I think he's like 3-0 against Peyton, right? I wouldn't say
they played each other. It's gonna be bad,
especially when Peyton was with Indianapolis. I mean, he just couldn't get by Brady. Both of these defenses suck, in my opinion.
They do. Now I have to agree.
I do think though it's gonna be a shootout. It's gonna be who's gonna be which quarterback's gonna grind it out.
Whoever has the last possession.
Yep. That's
so. I'm going Patriots.
Pats. Ray. Pats or Broncos. I'll go with
Pats.
Ooh,
yeah.
Right. And I love Peyton Manning. I'm going to go Broncos, dude.
Sweet.
Next one's going to be Seahawks versus 49ers. What do you have to say about either of these teams? Now, their division, right?
Yes, they are.
And that division was nuts, dude. Both of their defenses are good. Seattle, though. If it is in Seattle.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go. I like Seattle.
Seahawks. I love both of these teams, really.
Seattle's really impressed me.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Russell Wilson versus Kaepernick.
Kaepernick.
Ray, you go first, dude.
Oh, Niners all the way.
You know.
It's no hesitation. Fucking Niners all the way. No. Yeah, I'm going to go.
It's going to be Seahawks.
Seattle.
I'm going to go Seattle.
Seattle coffee.
All right, Alex. Sorry, homie Jonathan. Sorry, Sergio. Sorry, guys. I don't see the Niners getting past Seattle in Seattle. So we'll put Ray down for Niners. But those are the final 4 teams. It's going to be great.
Next week, Sunday.
Sunday, baby.
All righty. So that's it for sports. Cool. We're going to go right into our articles.
Yeah, dude.
Stuff.
All right, man. I'll kill them quick, dude. I have a few what the fuck news.
Sweet.
And one Jesus shit list. So you guys decide which one you want to go. I have sex packs, but that's going to take a while. We'll go into that in a few weeks or so.
Sweet.
All right, Jesus shit list. Phoenix man confesses to killing son with axe.
Jesus.
And this one.
You sure it was just an axe? Okay, it was an axe.
Toddlers walk away from daycare and veteran files suit over frostbitten penis. So you guys call
it
nice.
That's a fucking tough one.
Yeah, you know what?
Axe to the face.
Kids walking
in the street.
Kids walking in the street and frostbite.
Frostbite dick?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
The heck, on the hell.
What right? the fuck, man?
Okay, you heard you guys want the penis talk?
Let's do the penis.
Yeah.
All right. I was going to say team penis, but wait a minute.
No, wrong podcast.
Sorry.
I got this from the chart, CNN.com. Veteran files suit over frostbite and penis. A 61-year-old Army veteran is suing the U.S. government for $10 million, claiming negligent care resulted in severe frostbite on penis, leading to its partial amputation.
Partial amputation.
Yes.
So, penis falls off, you could get $10 million?
Yeah. Okay, how much is your penis worth to you, though?
It's priceless.
It's priceless.
Well, let's talk about this.
All right.
Just kidding.
Michael D. Nash of Louisville, Kentucky, filed suit in federal court Monday. He's asking for damages for what his lawyer calls significant mental and emotional distress and trauma as a result of his injuries. In October 2010, Nash underwent surgery at the VA Medical Center in Lexington, Kentucky. Doctors were removing and replacing a malfunctioning penile implant.
Okay.
After the surgery, according to court documents, a nurse applied ice packs to Nash's penis to reduce pain and swelling.
Oh, okay. Man.
Damn. Now, Mr. Freeze?
Yeah, be honest, Mr. Freeze, dude. Yeah. Mr. Poof, gone, no more penis. The ice packs remained on Nash's penis for 19 hours straight.
Oh, forget that.
In violation, quote unquote, in violation of the standard of care according to the lawsuit, as a result, Nash's penis was severely frostbitten, which led to gangrene.
Oh, man.
He deserves the $10 million.
He had a penis.
More than that.
No, seriously, that's pretty much what happened. I mean, 2 weeks later, surgeons performed a partial penectomy, removing a significant part of Nash's penis. So when you take away any man's manhood, it affects him in ways you can't imagine, Jones said. Nash, who served in the Army in the 1960s, now needs a catheter and has no sexual function.
Wait, he said. Dude. He was in the Army in 1960s. How old is this guy?
He's 61. Now, okay. He had a penile implant. Something was wrong, so he went to the doctor to get it removed.
They just removed the whole thing.
And the doctor, the nurse even said, Jim, just put these ice packets on.
Total bitch.
And call me in the morning.
Dude. Okay. Poor guy, dude.
My penis is blue.
Oh, man. Well, you know what?
So it just fall off?
No. Well, for the most part, it's just...
And then after that, they had to amputate it because it got gangrene.
What's gangrene? I know gangrene is like an infection.
Jeez. But once you get gangrene, it's like your skin deteriorates, I guess. For the most part. All they can do is amputate whatever you might
get. Did he get taken home? You know, you lose like a tooth.
$10 million.
Did he get to take it home?
Yeah,
he had a jar.
Right. $10 million. Give the man $10 million
for every day of the rest of his life. Man.
Yeah, because I guess they can add shit. I mean, I don't know. They could do something.
They could add, but you can't recreate.
That's still substantial.
I mean, you can have something that's not going to do you any good though.
$10 million is a lot of money.
I love my penis, guys.
An implant. I mean, first of all, exactly. Why are you getting implants for? That's just bad news.
Now he's 61.
Yeah, he doesn't use it anyways.
Technically, yeah.
Well, not as much.
You'd be surprised. Probably not as much.
Not as much.
But I mean, to still, again, dude.
How's he going to piss?
With the catheter, he's got a freaking straw.
Yes, it's a catheter straw. He has to piss out of the straw. So that bad boy right there. Yeah.
So, like, that straw is stick in the penis hole.
Urethra, yes. Whatever's left of his urethra.
So it's probably not
like a mangina.
Poor guy. We hope you get your $10 million.
He's rich.
But
now.
You know what? I mean, you would figure out after maybe an hour, 20 minutes. Hey, you know what? Like, it's getting numb. It burns.
Yeah. But hey, fucking dude, again.
Well, I mean, you can never bang a chick again. I guess. So, magic fingers, bro.
Yeah, exactly. And tongues, man. That clip, baby. Rock it.
But then what about him? The backside? Jesus Christ.
Nipples, man.
She uses the thumb?
Strap on, I guess.
All right, that's enough of that.
All right, yeah, let's drop. That's all I got for facts, for news, dude. We'll jump into whatever else you want to take it to. You got any
comic? Oh, I got some comic news. Let me go to...
Do you want to talk about it in comic talk or just go into it?
I'll just do it right now. We'll just go straight into it.
I have a few too, actually. Go.
Let's see. There's a new trailer with Wolverine and Sabretooth. It's a Marvel Knight animation. So it's not an actual cartoon. It's the comic book, and they kind of like interact with the comic book.
Awesome.
Really? Have you seen those where like they show the comic and they kind of do a little bit of movement?
Oh, yes, I have seen that. Yes, yes.
So they do it with Wolverine and Sabretooth.
Okay.
That looks pretty good
it's
to look at.
A comic panel and the way the movie goes.
Yeah, the way the whole thing is a comic. The guy that does Star Wars spinoff. Mm-hmm. Simon Kinberg, he's going to be making Magic the Gathering movie.
Oh, great.
Another one?
You guys.
Another one? Was that
yeah,
one?
There was
there
a Magic
was
movie.
One. That's a good question.
And that was kind of like a Dragonheart type
if
thing.
If you go into Comic Toons and Toys, they have a poster of it, dude.
No, that was a spoof. That was a spoof. I thought the same thing last time. What?
You got all
Jim Carrey's fucking...
Jim Carrey's...
Yeah,
Sarah Michelle Gellar was on there.
Yeah, I think she was. Yeah. All right, so we just thought
no, but there was a Magic the Gathering movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I have to check it out. But I'm a huge Magic the Gathering. I play a lot of tournaments.
Loser.
Hey, that's a special kind of loser. That's a special kind of loser.
When was the last time you played? Because last time
last Friday.
Oh, okay, that's right.
I played in a tournament.
Because I thought after a fucking kamikaze, we went on hiatus for a while.
Hey, you know what? That was like a do not mention again, Josiah. So thank you.
I cried. Fucking, I was so bad.
Depressed all day. And he kept telling me, I knew I shouldn't have played.
Wasted like $40.
Yeah.
Anyways,
go for it.
That movie looks how I'll check it out.
Okay.
What else we got here? We got.
Let me jump in.
Go for it, bro.
I have the Sandman. Joseph Gordon-Levitt discussed the upcoming Sandman project with IGN, stating the project was in its early days, very, very early days, with not much to add in terms of production updates. And then this is his quote. I love just the basic concept of it, just the concept of a personifying dream along with all of his brothers and sisters, the seven endless, personifying death, personifying destruction and delirium and destiny and desire and despair. Gordon Levitt told IGN, and still his quote, I mean, that's just a fascinating and I think a really cinematic concept. You look at the artist Sandman and it just looks spectacular. I love big, spectacular movies, but oftentimes big spectacular movies sort of get stuck in a rut. They go down certain paths that end in big explosions or whatever. Sandman has so much opportunity to do something that's on a grand, grand scale, but really unlike your average big, grand scale spectacular movie. I guess that's a tip of the iceberg. I love it.
Yeah.
You know what would be pretty cool is to see some kind of animation from Avatar. I mean, they could really do a lot of things.
Yes, especially with the Sandman.
Oh man.
If they don't
even up, better than
and,
that.
And just the way Gordon Levitt's his passion for the project already, dude, I'm fucking loving it. Yeah. He's a great actor. I don't think he's gonna let it get fucked up. Dude.
I don't think it'd be more of him acting, it's more of him as a director or behind the scenes.
I hope he jumps in though, dude. I love the kids.
Oh, okay, yeah, he's dope. He's totally cool. Yeah.
And anything else, Adam?
We got some updates on a couple movies. Fantastic Four reboot.
Yes.
Jurassic World.
Yes.
And T5 Terminator.
Oh, yeah. Well, Jurassic
Christian
World.
Bale still in part 5.
I don't know. It just shows me they're all filming in Louisiana.
Interesting. All right.
All those movies.
I'm down.
Yeah, so I heard.
Just, I was a big Jurassic Park fan when it came out in, what, the 90s?
90s.
And it was great. Part 2 was all right.
Part 2 was all right? Oh, no, Jurassic Park or Terminator?
Jurassic Park.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I only watched one. The rest sucked.
Terminator, I'm a Terminator fan.
Yeah,
Terminator 2 was best fucking Terminator ever.
Yes, by far, dude. And I like Christian Bale, though, and that homeboy who was the Terminator 2, I like. So I'm kind of on board just because it's Terminator.
I mean, the best line, dude, Sarah Connor.
This is very
Come
true.
With me, Sarah Connor.
This is very true.
Awesome.
What else you got, Mike?
New animated movie, Justice League War, coming out on February 4th. This is going to be the new 52 Justice League.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So okay. it's going to take place of how everybody came together in the new 52. One last thing. Do you want to talk about some Spider-Man?
Yes, dude. Okay, we got news. You guys have probably seen pictures. To everyone who was bitching about Dan Slott and Superior Spider-Man and Dr. Octavius as Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man number 1 is going to come out soon.
I think it comes out Wednesday. I think.
Yeah, it was soon.
Yeah.
I'm heartbroken. I love Superior Spider-Man.
Still here, dude. I don't know.
How are they going to do it? Like,
just another side story.
Because we know. Okay, now here's the cool thing, dude. I have Dan Slott's fucking, what he said. He's been leading this up for the longest time. It's going to end with the Goblin arc, which is soon. Now, issue number 25 drops, I believe, this week, too. And he said he's been setting shit up for the longest time, dude. He's like, the ghost of Peter Parker is very much alive and functioning and trying to fight his way back. So now everything that he's done already, dude, where is it, dude?
This is what Dan Slott said?
Yeah. And he's like, all the way up to this new launch, every issue has a bullet in the gun. Every issue, some major domino is falling over.
Fucking Dan. I'm going to be pissed.
What?
I'm going to send him fucking threat. I'm going to send him fucking no more cupcakes to this motherfucker, dude.
Okay.
I'm pissed.
Okay, it's not him. It's Marvel. Now, here's the thing, though. Here's the kicker. They wanted to launch it for Amazing Spider-Man Part 2. To get fans and money, and you know.
Fuck!
And that issue arc is going to start off with, I read that in this article that fucking Electro, they're going to use that Electro in the relaunch.
No, not Jamie Foxx.
Not Jamie Foxx. Oh, yeah. But whatever he looks like. Whatever he looks like, they're going to use that concept of Electro. Now, I don't... Dan Slott's still going to be writing it.
This is what pisses me off because, okay, people are going to watch this movie. Mm-hmm. They don't. There's going to be people that read the comic book and people don't read the comic book. So
mm-hmm.
we're still going to watch. Rereading Superior Spider-Man, we're still going to go watch the damn movie.
Oh, yes, of course.
So why change the comic to the movie?
Okay, I totally feel you, dude. But
stupid.
I get how. The money aspect of it makes sense. But and then to get new readers involved, I get it. Now Dan Slott is still going to be writing. And I remember Bill Romer is going to do it with him.
Okay.
Now I'm
feeling a little better. Okay.
I don't know if it's going to be bi-weekly, but just everything that Octavius has done for Peter Parker is awesome. Now, when Peter Parker gets back in the body, he's going to be dating a midget broad. He's going to have his
little people dog. Fucking
he's,
pecs.
He's going to have a doctorate, which he didn't have before because Octopus got hit on him. He's going to have his own company.
He's a fucking bitch, though, dude. He's a pussy.
Okay, Peter Parker, I love. I missed.
His penis fucking got frostbite. I swear to God.
Yes, to me. Okay, I miss Peter Parker, but I don't miss him that much. I'm loving fucking Dr. Octavius, Superior Spider-Man too much. And he's going to have Spider-Bots galore. So to see how Peter Parker, and again, the way Dan Slott writes just Spider-Man anyways, I'm behind, dude.
All right.
But it's what not, are they going to do to our Superior, dude? Like,
I don't know.
Are they going to kill him off? Or what the fuck is going to happen? Like, how are they going to spin it off? Like, what body is he going to end up in? Or, I don't.
He should be in Mary Jane's body. Jesus.
He should have gotten.
And then, correction, it's not coming out this week. I'm sorry, guys. I thought I saw it.
Oh, good looking out of detail. I forgot about that. Okay. But that's the news. I loved you, so I think we went. Oh, let me just add two more things real quick. There's going to be Marvel is going to be launching a Marvel Experience. It's going to be like a traveling fucking road show. Like, they're going to have 2 acres. They're going to be like a traveling. They're going to build a dome, and they're going to have like a comic book Marvel centric everything.
What is that?
They're going to go on a tour.
Like so, Kirkus?
Yeah, so if you guys want to check it out, I pulled it up. I'm following them on Twitter today.
That's sick.
Look up the Marvel Experience, and it's going to be a traveling, interactive. Like,
they're going to have fucking, what's his name?
Dance what?
Stanley, like in a cage.
In a cage, you know, right?
Gonna freeze.
No, he's going to be the freaking.
Freeze his head?
The ringmaster, man.
Pretty much. No, it doesn't have the prices. Yeah, it doesn't have the tour dates yet. But jump on the site, guys. So that's going to be something cool to check
that
out.
That is pretty sick.
And I believe that might be it. Yeah, fuck it, Marvel Experience. So check that out, guys. And. Okay.
Cool. Talk, I guess. Yeah, let's go. You want to get right into it?
Yeah, you're calling.
Let's fucking do this.
All right.
We did some books this week.
Yes. A lot of reading.
I'll go ahead and start off with Black Widow.
Ooh, I fucking loved that book, dude.
It was very
gorgeous.
Very good. Very good book. I liked it a lot. It's written by Nathan. I can't even tell his last name. Edmundson.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry, dude. It's going to be Nathan Edmondson and the art by Phil Noto. I love the art in this, Adam.
It's great art. The book kind of really reads like a Hawkeye book.
Kind of, right?
I loved it.
It's great. It's pretty much just a Black Widow, Medea bullshit.
It looks like she's just picking up jobs to do. And it's not for money.
No.
It's kind of the redemption, trying to redeem herself for something we don't know.
Nicely put. Now, you guys have seen the movie. In the movie, she mentions, like, she's trying to clean her ledger. Like, every bad thing she's done in the past, she's just trying to make atonement. Like you said, redemption for it, which, nicely put, Adam, so go for it, dude.
She's repaying for past sins, looks like.
Yeah.
Story starts out, she's she's helping a... it looks like she's helping a bad guy. Mm-hmm. It's a kind of a setup. So the guy's a real gangster. And you think, oh, great, she's just going to kick this dude's ass. It's going to be over with. No, it's she's actually after the assassin trying to kill him.
Yes.
So she puts on this bulletproof vest on him. And he's like, what the fuck is this for?
Yes.
And she goes, stand a little bit to your left, a little bit to your right. Now, and then the sniper pulls him.
So that's pretty much what happened. Yeah. She puts the vest on him. She wanted to see where the sniper was across the way. So she literally sets him up, dude.
Gets
a rocket launcher,
right? Regardless of how many people are in that building across the street.
Think about it, dude.
Right.
But yeah, she's trying to clean her bedroom, but like she's just mowing people down, dude.
She smokes him. This issue shows a different side of her. Usually, we don't really see it. We don't really see a deep side of her.
We never do.
In the Avenger movies, she's just hot and beautiful.
Yes, and she's just like
background herself, dude. Yeah, background candy.
Pretty much. So I like the relaunch of this. This is number one.
Yeah.
Now, you put it perfectly. That's all it is. And she's getting offered money for these hits. And she's like, no, I don't want the money. And just, I'm trying to make a... for what I've done. Very nicely written, Adam. Give the artist, and then Phil Noto is the artist again, guys. And it's just lovely art, and it just goes so well with Nathan Edmondson's writing style. This is personally one of my books of the week.
Very easy to read. Very easy to read. Fun read.
Gorgeous. So definitely pick it up, guys.
Good stuff. Good stuff, man. All right, where do you want to go next, dude?
You want to do your book?
Yeah, dude, let me jump in. I have a shitty book of the week, too, dude. All right, hey, let's do... you know what? I'll toss out Batman Black and White, dude. Very, very cool, dude. Now, it's pretty much short stories. And the new Detective Comics that just dropped, number 27, which is the 75th anniversary of Batman or Detective Comics. It's Batman's birthday this year, guys. This one just has a bunch of short stories, and the first one I just loved galore, dude. The writer of the first one is going to be Ivan Brandon. Now his name is going to be interesting when I give the details for our comics giveaway. But it's pretty much just Batman driving. He's being beat the fuck up. He's banged the fuck up, dude. He's driving to his fucking Batcave and he crashes. His equilibrium's off, he got his ass kicked this night in particular.
Okay.
So he's stumbling, he crashes into the wall. Like, even his bat sensors are off, everything's off. So he literally has a bad day, dude. Now, he falls into the cave. He knows, only Batman knows, you know, the measurements. So there he happens to have a rocket. He fucking lassos the fucking rocket. The rocket happens to take the fuck off out of the bat cave. He's riding this fucking rocket.
Sounds like me fucking doing something on the computer.
It's like complicated kind of, dude. But, he's literally on a rocket and he disarms the rocket. He fucking finally escapes, you know, he busts out his cape so he can glide down. And he ends up crashing into Wayne Manor. Now, it's funny because he's like the ultimate test of the Batman. And then the man, he sees, he goes, "You get harder to kill each year." He's like, "Nearly sent us both to hell." And it's Alfred. He's like, "Your response time is improved." He's like, Batman says, "Let's do it again."
Yeah.
So even on his off time, he's pushing himself.
It shows him that he's not always winning.
Yeah. No, the writer of this one in particular is Ivan Brandon. He's done NYC Mech. He's done Wolverine Viking. And the artist on that one in particular was Paolo Rivera. I loved it, dude. Fucking definitely great book. Black and White, so just short stories, guys. But that was my favorite article or story in that one. Go for it, dude.
All right, so we both read, I didn't read that one, but we both read
X-Factor number one.
And I was really excited for this, even though how shitty it ended. But
it kind of was, yeah.
And it begins really, really good.
Yeah, I did, dude. So in this one in particular, of course, it's going to be one of the new members. Like, some doctors are working on a certain character. Literally, it looks like they're doing tests on him.
Right.
Now, the cool thing about this X-Factor relaunch is Gambit's
finally going to be on X-Factor. This Gambit in this is like Gambit in the fucking cartoon.
Yeah.
Gambit in the 90s.
Yes.
I mean, I really like this character coming back as the way he's supposed to be.
As a member. Yeah, dude. So now he's breaking and entering, of course. It looks like the Xavier Mansion. And of course, Wolverine catches him.
Of course.
Like, what the fuck are you doing, Gambit?
Gambit, put the fucking little kid down.
And he's like, "Why you gotta be trying to steal?" And he's like, you know, so just the interaction between Wolverine and fucking Gambit, like they're boys, but Wolverine's an Avenger now, so he's gotta make sure Gambit keeps his nose clean. He's out of the cookie jar.
Like, pretty much gives him an ultimatum, like, you know, either you stop stealing or you get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
So.
And that's exactly what he tells him. And then when Gambit walks away, he's like, he talked to me like a child. The whole way, a damn child, unable to focus on what was important. As if I'm easily distracted or something. As if I can't stay focused. And he's drinking.
He's fucking drinking with like three guys laid out.
Yeah, dude.
Table broken. So he kicked the shit out of these guys and drinking some booze.
Yes. Now somebody comes in. Hello, Remy. And some girl walks into the bar. It's Polaris, guys.
She's hot.
Yeah, I'll give her a hot, dude.
She's hot.
So now she pretty much makes him an offer, like,
Come join us for a little trip.
Yeah.
We wanted to show you something. And he's all, and I like how this takes place, like, oh, I heard you got in a fight at another bar, and
they have some throwbacks to the old X Factor run.
Yes.
Now, it's still Peter David writing this one. I'm sorry, we didn't even drop the Oh, the writer is going to be Peter David. The artist is going to be Carmine Di Giandemenzio.
Whoa.
Miko. But yes, dude, so Polaris hits him up. There's some company called Several. What is it, Several?
I think that's
what it's called. Serval Industries. Now, it's a government. Pretty much the government is wants to start their own super team.
That deals with more more business takeovers and shit like that.
Because if they deal with the wrong company, you know, they want to have a super team just in case shit hits the fan or somebody fucks with them, pretty much.
And I like this next part where I love sitting in an airplane and I look over to my right and I see a fucking missile coming. So Gamma's chilling there and he's like,
looks out the window, he's like, what the fuck is going on? So we're going to die. And Polaris shuts down the fucking rocket, which is that's her power, which is pretty cool. So she takes him to meet the CEO, which he looks like a fucking little pussy, dude. Like,
just like dance. No, never mind.
Yeah, so now the CEO of this company is a youngster dude, and he's like, Remy, nice to meet you. You know, he's like, he keeps calling himself, they keep calling me the next Tony Stark.
Oh, yeah.
So he's a cocky kid, and, you know, he pretty much tells him, like, I want you to be on our team. And he introduced, I guess he also got Polaris' brother, half-brother, to join the team, too. And that would be Quicksilver.
I like how Gambit's all like, he's explaining all this shit to him. Let's go. You have a mission. He's all like, Gambit's all like, wait, hold up. I don't even understand what the X-Factor is. So he doesn't even know what the fuck's going on. He's like, well, what the fuck am I doing here?
Yeah. So I did just the interactions they're having and coming together as a new fucking team, I guess, for the most part.
Well, what do you think about Quicksilver? I mean, there was a fallout. I don't know the fallout with Quicksilver and Avengers.
Excellent. Now, Quicksilver is an Avenger. Now, they do ask, like, if Blair ends up like, so how come you're going to join us? Like, wouldn't your Avengers friends be pissed off about it? And he's like, yeah, let's not talk about that. So we don't know.
I'll do some research. I'll do some research.
But they haven't really used him in their Avengers recently. So I don't get on their costumes, though. Quicksilver does look pretty dope. Polaris looks pretty dope. Gambit, I don't like the yellow outfits, dude.
You know, they do this shit, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's a relaunch, so very, very true. But
I do like how he still has the overcoat on.
Yeah, I mean, he's got his jacket, which is cool. But so now we got three members of their X-Factor. We got Polaris, Quicksilver, Gambit. We don't know if he's the leader yet. It looks like Polaris is the one in charge.
Well, who's the spoiler? Who's the do you know who the girl at the end is?
Yeah, I forgot who it is, dude. It's not Destiny. It's
I don't know her name either.
Yeah. But so their first mission is to get this girl out of this.
I don't know what they're
doing to her.
It looks like they're working on the bottom part of her.
Yes, her anatomy.
JJ's.
Yeah, dude. So I like this book. I'm an X Factor fan. I'm a Peter David fan. The art, I like the art, dude.
The art's not bad. It's not bad.
But I liked it. I love Gambit. Yeah, dude, I don't want to follow Gambit anywhere he goes anyways.
So yeah, he's such a good
It was a good book. I'll definitely pick up number two. But fuck it, man. What else we got?
Let's see. You want to do your shit books first?
Okay, dude. Let's see my shit. I read a lot this fucking week, dude. Damien, Son of Batman, number 3 of 4. I love the Kubert's. Andy Kubert is doing this when he's writing and doing the art.
I told you that from the first issue. It was a piece of shit.
It's terrible.
It's terrible.
Now, this is last week's drop, and I just had to read it. It's pretty much Damian Wayne in an alternate reality where Damian Wayne fucks over Bruce Wayne, and he takes over the mantle, but he's in the twisted version. He takes over the moniker of Batman, but he's not like Bruce Wayne. He has to kill people, you know? So that's pretty much it, dude. The art is gorgeous, but I'm so glad this is only going to be 4 issues long because I can't deal with this fucking writing anymore.
What number is it on?
Number 3.
God damn. Yeah, like three too many.
He's great.
The art is
Andy Kubert.
Yeah, Kubert's awesome.
But don't.
He's not a good writer, though.
Not so much. Now, the coolest thing is, you know, Joker fucking is the one who captures Bruce Wayne, who was in, you know, all fucking bandaged up and in the hospital. So the art again is great, but it's just falling through on the fucking writing, dude. Very disappointed. I'm gonna pick up four. I gave this four already.
But, too late to do. It sounds like a fucking what's it called? The Age of Ultron.
Oh, so much,
reboot right here, dude.
Yeah. So all right, dude. That's my shit book of the week. I love Black Widow number one. Go for it, man.
Swamp Thing is my book of the week. Cool. It was a really great book.
Yeah.
This is going with Swamp Thing has lost his powers. He's becoming one of the old avatars.
Yeah.
So he's not in the real world anymore.
He lost the battle to Cedar. And Cedar is the new avatar of the Green, which is Swamp Thing.
Swamp Thing.
And
so he goes back and he's talking to some of his homies. And he wants it back. Because Cedar is doing... He's doing the job, but he's killing people at the same time.
Yeah.
So he doesn't like it. So there's a way to get back to the real world. So what he needs to do is he needs to go and fight the, what do they call it, Parliament?
Yeah, the Parliament. So the three trees are like the elder fucking swamp things that have passed their power on to the next one. They keep telling people that, or they keep telling Alec Holland, like, you know, you have powers, but you're not an avatar anymore.
Yeah.
Now you're part of the Parliament. And Alec Holland is with the struggle now. Like,
yeah.
I'm Cedar as Swamp Thing. He's killing people. He's fucking shit up. Like, he's trying to help out in his own twisted mind.
Yeah, and the Parliament just don't care.
And the Parliament doesn't give a fuck, which sucks. Now he goes to see a homegirl from Swamp Thing Annual number two.
Yeah, I forgot her name.
And he goes to see her. He asks her, like, so what can I fucking do to get back to, you know, to Earth, to get my powers back?
Go cheap shot these fuckers.
Pretty much.
So they start throwing down pretty good,
yes,
dude.
Yes, now that's pretty much what she tells him. Like, you guys, you have to stop the Parliament. You have to murder the fucking Parliament, dude.
And they're not the three Christmas trees from the past.
No.
No, they show their true forms. Mm-hmm. Really cool forms. One's like a fucking dinosaur.
Yes.
That's pretty dope. And, it's just really cool. So they throw down. They cheap shot them. Sucker punches them. They start fighting.
And he's grappling with them good. And he fucks them all up.
Yeah,
dude. Now, it opens up a portal once he takes out the Parliament now. Now he's able to escape the dimension or the Green, I guess, right?
Yes. The deal was that he would bring the chick with him.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, you know what? Fuck you.
Now,
I screwed you over.
Pretty much, dude. Now, she's like, I want to go back to Earth. And she's like, even mentions, like, even if I don't have power, like, I just want to be back on Earth. And he's like, okay, I'll definitely take you. And, you know, gotta go. And he bails on her, dude.
She tries to pull him back. She's like, he's like, fuck, no.
Now, when he comes back to Earth, he's a fucking tree.
Yeah, he's one of the Christmas trees.
Yeah.
And he calls for Cedar. Cedar looks pretty badass.
Cedar looks fucking sick. Now, Cedar is just, like, again, a maniac avatar. And he just looks twisted. Again, Charles Soule is the writer. Kano doesn't do this one, does he?
No, it's Jesus.
Saiz. Right? Okay, great art.
Great art, dude. So
and,
good.
And Charles Soule, kicking ass, dude. Killing it big time, dude.
Pretty much. So Cedar, you know, I don't really like this fake out. Like, hey Cedar, come over here for a second.
Okay.
Like,
he kind of seemed like a quick cop out, right?
What kind of tree is that? That's not Swamp Thing. Okay. Okay.
That's
I'll go
pretty
over
much
there.
What happens now. Right. So, but I'll look the other way. I'll look the other way on that.
So he goes. He flies over to him. What's up, buddy? And then, you know, since a Swamp Thing is just fucking people over, sucker punching.
Yeah.
He tangles him up. Puts his one of his branches inside Cedar's.
He straight up fucking
snaps his fucking spine. Like,
yeah, he.
How to become human again? Snap spines.
And the Parliament even told him, like, you don't belong to be an avatar because you can't do what we need you to. You can't kill the Cedar. Like, you have too much remorse for him.
Paralyzes him.
Well, now he does though.
So
now we don't know if Alec Holland is losing his humanity. I mean, granted, he's a Swamp Thing anyways, but he still has that human nature in him to the point where he has heart. He doesn't want to hurt people. But now
he
after
fucking
killing the Parliament.
Double-crossing the chick.
Double-crossing the chick and breaking fucking Cedar's back. Like, what the fuck? Like, interesting, because now the Earth is algae is growing all over the place. And they mentioned several ironic things. Now, on his behalf, he's like, I think I can still heal them. So as he's snapping his bat, he's like, I hope this works. I hope I can heal him.
I'll worry about that later. But he's like, fuck it. If I save you, fuck it. He just wanted his powers back.
Right.
So now, the other weird thing is, like, he mentions, since I had to kill the Parliament, it's like the other realms are going to get pissed off.
The red, the rot.
And the black, right?
Yes.
So now we had Rock World.
Crossover with Snyder.
Yes, with Snyder and Animal Man.
Yeah.
Early this year?
Early.
Yeah, yeah. Early. And it was a great read. Now, I don't know if they're going to go back to something like that or who's going to come out now. But again, it makes it sound like the other avatars from the red, from you know.
It's a good setup. It looks like a good setup between a crossover. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to it. I love how Cedar's bone cracks, and I could just see her sitting in one of those computers talking because he's fucking. What's that guy's name? Hawking. Fuck you, Swamp Thing. Recharge my battery. All right. Okay.
I love it. I dig, dude.
I dig too. So, big spoiler at the end.
Mm-hmm.
We got a fat guy, a lady, and a dude naked, and they're the.
They look like the first three avatars when he was in that realm that attacked him.
Mm-hmm.
And it, like you said, one of the dinosaurs, but like, it looks to us like when Swamp Thing, I guess, kills them, they go back to their original human form.
Mm-hmm.
So, Swamp Thing is Al Colin. When he kills Cedar, he goes back to himself. So it's very interesting to see what's going to happen. You know he pissed off the Parliament, too.
Oh, yeah. So it looks good, man. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for the next issue next month.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it looks kind of like he's going to be turning to the dark side, if that makes sense, right?
Like, dark green?
Dark green side. Something like that. So I'm curious. I love it anyway. So great book. Sex Criminals, guys, I read as well. Beautiful fucking comic, guys. So jump on board that one. That was another book of my week. Okay, sweet dude, Sue fucking, this one is, it's just fucking a great interaction again, dude. Sex Criminals, Susie and John are a couple, dude, and they're just fucking dope, fucking, this comic goes into more, like, them seeing what they can do with their powers.
Okay.
And like.
Still having lots of sex?
Still having mad sex.
Okay, very
good. She's going down on him, she's fucking getting him to come, so they can freeze time just to see what they can do, or how long it takes. Now, they've been to Come World before. Come World is...
Wait. Come World? Yes. Oh, yeah. The store.
World is, yes, the porn store where he went to as a kid when he
was,
you know, whacked off. I mean, pretty much. Now, they're trying to figure out, like, how long it lasts, what they can do, and how it affects everything. And they're able to move. They're able to do this. They're able to do that. Now, the last issue ended with some, like, time chrono fucking cops type of deal. Mm-hmm. Went after them. Now, it kind of goes into her perspective a tad. Now, it goes into, like, they're having sex, dude. They come, and they're doing just stupid shit, pranking people, like, taking shits in fucking plants. Like, it even goes into, like, as Susie was going into college, one of her best friends was dating some fucking douchebag guy. And he pretty much raped her, dude.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, now she...
What power is that?
Jeez. She fucks with homeboy. Like, she fucks with her friend. So they freeze time and she fucking blows fucking smoke in his face. She's starts a fire on his backpack just like she's pissed. So right. She's using her powers for not bad, but not good.
Right.
But then again, I'm not condoning raping, but, you know, that's her girlfriend, so I would back that up, dude.
Serious.
I would fucking beat the fuck out of homeboy, but that's me. Now, so now it goes into just this scenario back again now to, like, they finally got the idea, let's rob a bank. And to save the bookstore, she works at the library she works at. It's pretty much, okay, let's see how long it lasts. Let's see how far we can go. And then this one just ends up with this lady who we're still learning about, doesn't go deeply into her, but she knocks them the fuck out, at Susie and John. So interaction, I love Matt Fraction. I love him writing this. Chip Zdarsky is the artist, and I just love Sex Criminals, guys. Pick it the fuck up.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Okay, guys, I'm going to toss one last thing out. We have a contest going on, guys. Now, very cool, dude. The name of the guy who hooked me up with three grab boxes, guys. His name is Andy McDonald. My one of the managers I work with went to school with him.
He's from New York. He's from the Bronx. He sent me one grab box a while back. He sent me two more. I bagged and boarded a grip load of comics, dude, this weekend. And the contest is this, guys. The last contest we had was first one to listen and send us a picture. Sabracadabra, you can win signed comics, which was pretty cool. This one, I'm going to leave it more open to all the listeners now. Now, it's a sick-ass lot, guys. Now, just looking at the comics that I was bagging and boarding, I'm like, okay, I have this one, I have this one, I have this one. So I figured might as well hook you guys up, you know? So I have a grip load of doubles copies that I'm going to offer you guys. Now, Adam did cherry pick a few.
Cherry pick!
Which I love, but he just got the Batgirls and Batman and Robin.
Yes.
But you guys still have a sick fucking lot. I believe there were 17, 18 comics. There's still going to be like 14 or 15 left. And again, sick shit that we've reviewed a lot of them.
Right? Yeah.
Which is way cool. So the contest is this, guys. It's going to be like a jelly bean guessing fucking contest. What I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be reposting pictures that I took during the weekend. It was all on a Friday, but I took a grip load. I took a picture of the box they came in. I took pictures of the stacks of comics on my bed, and pretty much you guys let me know. And I took a third picture, or actually took a grip of a pretty much a short box filled with the comics. Now I need a number from you guys. You guys have to tweet at Member Beamer, at Stingray88, and myself at For the Villain. Now, we're going to cap you guys. We're going to give you a month, guys, listeners. It's just luck of the draw now. Numbers, jelly bean guessing. So I want you guys to guess how many comics you think I got originally in that box.
Nice.
I told Adam the number. I told Ray the number. It's a good number, but yeah, fuck it. I mean, it's up for grabs, dude.
Cool, man.
So make it as fair as I can to everyone. One entry per person per week. So
okay.
So you guys have to again tweet the three of us and give us a number, just and then shoot the shit with us. You know, be like, all right, you guys, and then hints. I'm gonna drop hints. I'm gonna take pictures for you guys. So jump all over my fucking Twitter and check out my pictures and let me know, like, if you guys got questions. I'm gonna give hints here and there. So if you, any of you guys, listeners, heard or even saw my tweets as I was boxing these, I dropped a lot of hints, dude. So yeah, so you guys might have an upper hand on the first contest or the contest. Sweet. But I think it was a cool contest.
That's a lot of comics, man.
Yeah, and a lot of good ones. So it's not like they're a shit lot. Andy McDonald is he did the art for NYC Mech. He's done Terminator 2029. He did Zoo. He's the artist for Zoo. It's a James Patterson novel or book that was made into a graphic novel. He's got sick art. He's a cool cat. And his boy that he did NYC Mech, he was the writer of the Batman and Batman Black and White, the first story that I went over. Mm. They're boys, dude.
Oh, that's so cool.
Way cool, dude. But again, dude, this is for you guys, dude. We love doing this. That's it. Pictures, guess your number.
And then each contestant has one guess per week.
Yes, yeah, and we're going to keep tabs that way. I want you guys to tweet my boys as well at For the Villain, at Member Beamer, at Stingray88. That way they can help me stay on top of how many people are tweeting us guesses. Now, again, 1 month, unless one of you guys hit it on the mark, then I'm still probably maybe 2 weeks in the contest.
Okay.
That way, you know.
How many comics do you want to give away? Maybe we could get like the first five contestants.
You know what? Or whoever's closest at the end.
Yeah, okay, we'll figure it out. I mean, we don't have a winner by next week. We'll announce it next week anyways. And, yeah. So if you guys want to start guessing, start looking at my fucking pictures again. And I'm going to give you guys more pictures too, guys. So, yeah, you guys let me know. Dude, if you guys know short boxes, that's one hint already. Short boxes, guys.
So, sweet.
All right, man. Anything else we want to add on the site? Anything, Adam?
I don't think I've got anything.
On our forum section in the website,
nice,
thecomicsyndicate.com, yep, we have already just set up a off-topic post, an interactive quiz.
Nice.
Sent by...
Ooh, this is
Emma.
Emma Watts, dude. Gotham Siren. She is my homegirl from work. She asked me a bunch of cool questions on a slow day at work, and it's just a quick, not even a quick survey. Guys, jump on in. Great fucking questions.
It's interesting.
Go for it. Right? Give a few of the topics.
Name your top five superheroes.
Nice.
Muppets or Fraggle Rock.
Yep.
Pinups for Playboy.
Yeah.
Stripper or burlesque dancer. Mm-hmm. And much more. Come check out thecomicsyndicate.com forums, and under forums, off topic.
Cool.
Interactive quiz.
Yeah, guys, jump on in.
Sign up for your free account.
Yeah.
And or free profile. And then jump on. You know, we would love to see your guys' responses.
Yeah, dude, especially about the contest. If you guys are digging, let us know what we can do to make the show more interesting.
More and fun, definitely, one of the questions, the last question on there, what do you really hope will happen with the comic scene?
That's
a good one for the listeners too. What do you want?
This is
where do you want this to go? You know, what's your expectations of this?
Fucking fame, money.
Yeah, well. Yes.
I'm just kidding.
We got our website up. Let's get some shirts going, man.
Frostbite.
Yeah. No, nothing frostbite, man. Nothing.
Yeah, nah, you love you guys too much. Just kidding. Man, unless you can get 10 million out of it, then perhaps. So.
No, I wouldn't be.
Nah, I love my penis too much, dude. All right, guys. Again, much love to you guys. Subscribe to us, iTunes, Stitcher for the time being. Jump on podmatic.com. Just jump to our site, thecomicsyndicate.com.
Alrighty, guys, we'll see you guys next week. This is Mem the Beaner.
This is Josiah's Ask for the Villain.
Stingray 88, Ray Arbalo.
We are out.
Peace out. Ciao.